John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., finally got it right. The U.N. arms trade treaty, Bolton says, likely to be signed by Obama and Hillary this week, will see our Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, shot full of holes. Bolton argues that although the treaty's ostensible intent is to curb global arms sales, it will most certainly lead to mandatory registrations of our guns, pistols, rifles, right here in America, which means nothing less than confiscation. And because Hillary and Obama will be signing a treaty, it will have the same legal force as congressional legislations. More so, it will override the Second Amendment, and no Senate ratification will be needed. Well, the stage has been set. It's almost surreal, for with the Batman killings this past weekend, white man goes on a shooting spree. There's more to this than meets the eye. Obama and Hillary and the U.S. military have perfect justification to take away our guns. Now, who will be the enforcers of this draconian treaty? The Jewish-ruled U.S. State Department, where Hillary Clinton is nothing more than a Zionist shill. Lots of Jewish masters here, who apparently, given Jewry's decades of gun control advocacy, would like nothing more than seeing the goyim disarmed. First, there's Hillary's press secretary, Victoria Nuland. Nah, she's not some blue-blooded Gentile, like her name suggests. She was born Victoria Nudelman, daughter of wealthy Jews from the Bronx. Nudelman just happens to be married to neocon Jew, Robert Kagan, an official advisor at the State Department, who, with his Jewish peers, brought us the big lie of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And the most likely candidate to spearhead the State Department's complicity with the UN to seize our guns is Daniel Benjamin, head of the State Department's counterterrorism. Yeah, he's Jewish, who's out to get all of us homegrown terrorists. And their key enabler on Capitol Hill will apparently be Jewish Senator Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, a fierce backer of the UN treaty. Feinstein sees the National Rifle Association as a daunting opponent to her gun control agenda, and replacing the Jewish lobby as having the real stranglehold on Congress. Yeah, sure, Feinstein. Tell us another one.
Senator Feinstein wants to reinstate the assault weapons ban. She admits she's facing daunting opposition.
The National Rifle Association essentially has a stranglehold on the Congress.
Has anybody, the Democratic leadership in the Senate, or anybody from the administration looked at you and said, back off?
No.
Yep, that's right. Feinstein has not been told by Obama to back off, simply because his record proves that he despises the Second Amendment just as much, if not more, than Feinstein. And neither will the U.S. State Department's enabled UN troops back off when they come banging at your door to register. I mean, they're coming to take away your guns.